It's not just a new coaching staff on hand at One Bills Drive these days. It's a new culture. Doug Marrone and his staff got their first chance to meet with the players this week as they showed up for voluntary off-season conditioning. And for Marrone, it was a chance to change some minds and alter some attitudes. Part of that came cosmetically.
We made some changes. Obviously, there was messaging around prior to, you know, that we've just taken down and willing to build that messaging as we build, as we work together with the players.
Marrone has left his mark all around One Bills Drive in the field house, where signs say, "Don't confuse effort with results." And there are reminders of the Bills' glorious past. In the team meeting room, there are images of the Vince Lombardi trophy and messages to play with pride. The same in the players' lounge, messages, signs to let the players know things have changed.
You see the signs up, you see the Super Bowl trophies up, you see the, you know, the past of what the tradition that this organization has. And I think that should be a reminder to everyone that step a foot in this building what the expectations are, you know, of winning AFC championships and winning Super Bowls.
You got to make changes, you know, when you're trying to make a change. So that's the most important thing. You're trying to create a different atmosphere, you know, just an environment for us, period. Just a winning environment, you know, and it just, you know, it starts with the coaches first, but it also starts with the players as well. You know, we got to do our part.
The Bills' culture change also extends to the way they work. When the players arrived this week for conditioning, each one was assigned a brand new iPad. That's how they'll get the weekly game plan, and that's how they'll get game film and messages from their coaches.
A few teams have been doing it already. You know, we have our playbooks on the iPads now. That'll be a little more cutting edge, I guess. Around One Bills Drive for the bring out the iPads, but I like it. It'll make it really convenient for us to have everything just in a tablet size deal instead of a playbook that's 6 inches thick. So, you know, it should be a good change.
It's the first for me. I thought we was gonna get the thick binders again. I walked in, it was a table, and they was like, "Stop right here, pick up your book bag and pick up your iPad." And I was like, "What iPad? I wish they would have gave us this my rookie year. I wouldn't have to buy an iPad." So, but it's fun. I'm just going to go home and play around with it now.
They can upload plays on there. They can, and we had that technology last year with our smartphones and iPads ourselves. This year they have it all on, you know, I guess their iPads for us. And, you know, they can import plays to you. You know, they could write you a note and say, "Hey, check this out before you come into the building tomorrow." You can watch your practice before you come in.
Changing the culture and rebuilding a winning tradition will not happen overnight. But it won't take too long either. Bills players say they're not interested in a rebuilding year.
None of us sitting in this building are expecting a rebuilding year. And I understand there's questions at the quarterback position, and that's the most important position on the field. But we got a lot of guys coming back on defense with a pretty exciting defensive coordinator coming in. We're going to be, you know, a little more aggressive offensively and try and use some of our youth up front, move around a little bit more and do some exciting things. From my standpoint, I don't see why we would need to rebuild.
At One Bills Drive, for Bills Focus, I'm John Murphy.